Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And as always, it is a pleasure to have Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, back to review what's new to watch this weekend. And three really good ones, I have to say, Owen. And we'll begin with this. Now, I don't think there's anybody who hasn't heard of Andy Warhol. Probably one of the most, I suppose you could call him a bit of an icon, really, I think it's fair to say. And there is a new docu-series on Netflix. Andy Warhol has been the subject of numerous documentaries down through the years, but this one really gets close to the person behind their persona. This is the Andy Warhol Diaries, as I said, new to Netflix. And this is based on diaries that he himself wrote after being shot back in the 60s.
Andy Warhol's greatest work of art is Andy Warhol.
He was big.
Genius.
Art, music, film.
Fashion.
He created his own style, his own affectations.
Icon. Andy was creating contemporary culture.
I am Warhol.
No one's more famous in the 20th century than Andy Warhol.
Andy. But I don't think you'll ever figure Warhol out, and I hope no one ever does.
Yeah, so this is a brand new 6-part, so that's very wide-ranging. Delved into his relationships, his art, his relationships with art, and his potential lovers, his lifestyle, everything. It's kind of a very, I don't know, I guess the whole compendium of what you want to know about Andy Warhol, I guess. Ryan Murphy's producer here, so he's got his essential twist to it as well. So it's kind of looking at the man behind the public persona. You know, he withdrew from the public really after he got shot by the feminist Valerie Solanas in 1968. And so it's based on the diaries that he dictated and got turned into memoirs that were published in 1989. So this is influencing the majority of the series. There's lots of talking heads in here, people who knew him from when he was alive, and also people who kind of look back and the impression that his art and his presence basically left on pop culture all these years later. It's very, very concise, and there's also a very interesting aspect to it, the series as well. There's an AI robot that basically narrates the whole series through Warhol's voice, which is a very intriguing part of the series. And it's also, it blends in quite well. It's kind of, if Andy Warhol saw this and he saw that happening, I think he would get a kick out of it for sure. It's very insightful. If you're any way interested in Andy Warhol, this is kind of
how could you not be? I mean, he was just an absolutely fascinating individual. Certainly one of a kind, no doubt about it. That's definitely on my list this weekend, I have to say. So that's on Netflix, the Andy Warhol Diaries. Okay, for something completely different now, we'll stay with Netflix. This is a new movie starring Ryan Reynolds, Mark Ruffalo. I like Mark Ruffalo, I have to say. And Jennifer Garner. And the blurb on this says, after accidentally crash landing in 2022, a time-traveling fighter pilot, Adam Reed, teams up with his 12-year-old self on a mission to save the future, obviously based on a true story. This is The Adam Project.
What's going on, honey? It's the third time you've been suspended for fighting.
I know, you think I'd be better at it by now.
I don't understand you.
Dad would.
I miss him too, you know. But son, you need to think about your future. Because it's coming. Sooner than you think.
So this is Ryan Reynolds slapped all over it, so you know it's just going to be a mega hit for Netflix. You can smell the money already. It's a sci-fi adventure. It takes place in the year 2050, so not too far away. So Adam, he is a fighter pilot. His love interest gets mysteriously forgotten in the time-space continuum, and he has to travel back into the present day, 2022, and save her. And then when he does that, he meets his younger self and his father, who's played by Mark Ruffalo, as you said there. Jennifer Garner is also in there as Adam's mom. It's a stereotypical Netflix and Ryan Reynolds team up. There's lots of bad guys to fight. There's plenty of dangerous and challenging enemies there, and it's all about saving the day. And it's going to be a hit, so there's no point really talking too much more about it. You know, Red Notice came out last year. That was a huge hit. Ryan Reynolds was also in Six Underground. I think that was another one before that. I don't know what kind of deal he's got with Netflix, but anything he makes turns to gold. So this is another one for sure. I do love Ryan Reynolds myself.
He's likable, isn't he? isn't he? You know,
he is. Yeah, from him being Deadpool, I think it's just, you know, catapulted his career into a stratospheric level, and yeah, he's kind of riding that current, which is good to see, I guess.
Well, it's good for him, that's for sure. All right, so that's Adam Project on Netflix, and we will finish with this. And here's one for the kids, one for the whole family. This is new to Disney Plus. It's a coming of age fantasy comedy, and it's produced by Pixar. And in fact, considering it was International Women's Day on Tuesday, this is the first Pixar directed by a woman, and this is Turning Red.
Let's go.
I'm Maylin Lee. I wear what I want, say what I want, 24/7, 365.
I never said no.
I know, it's a lot. But I don't got time to mess around. Je me fromage blanc. All about the hustle, am I right?
So this has been hailed as one of the better Pixar movies from the past decade. It's just a shame, I think, that it's on Disney Plus. It's not gone into the cinemas, which I think is a little bit of a shortcoming for the production house. It's a very, very funny, very much coming of age movie that I think everyone of any age will get a kick out of. It follows May Lee. She's a 13-year-old living in Toronto in 2002. And she wakes up one morning and she discovers that she's turned into a big red panda. Turns out is that it's actually something that happens in her family to all of the females in the family. So, you know, Mei Li has to adapt to her new change, embrace it, get along with her friends, and kind of, you know, become that weird self that she's always wanted to be. It's very clever, very funny. I think I would agree that it's one of the better Pixar movies.
It sounds like there might be a little moral in there too, you know, especially for kids, to embrace that side of yourself that might be a little bit different or perceived as being different.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of great that we get to see this, as I said, not on the cinema screens, but at least you get to see it at home. And there's fantastic pop culture references in there for parents, as well as some of the new songs have been created by Billie Eilish as well. So they're very good.
Lovely. All right. Okay. Thank you for that, Owen. So just to recap, new this week, the Andy Warhol Diaries on Netflix, also on Netflix, the new movie starring Ryan Reynolds and Jennifer Garner, Adam Project, and that Turning Red, new to Disney Plus. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. Always a pleasure, Owen. And we look forward to chatting with you next weekend. Have a good